Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections set for next Monday.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's harmonized general elections.
Indications are that all is set for Zimbabwe's crucial elections, with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission indicating that they have printed almost all the material needed for the polls and recruited manpower for key electoral posts. Council, parliamentary and presidential candidates are still on the campaign trail exactly a week before the polls.
Various international and national organizations have deployed observers on the ground, while others are expected to send their teams within the next few days. A team of eminent persons known as the Elders, led by Mr. Kofi Annan, has already been in Zimbabwe to assess the current situation ahead of the polls.
A Commonwealth delegation led by former Ghanaian President John Mahama arrived in Zimbabwe today. The American government is also sending a delegation to Zimbabwe this week and is going to be led by Senator Jeff Flake. American organizations expected to send observers to Zimbabwe include the National Democratic Institute and the International Republican Institute. Observers from the European Union and Southern African Development Community are already in the country.
Lapha ke ngilomnumzana uwandi. Yey, siyakwazi ukuthi ke isikhathi sokhetho sasifikile sibili ukuthi lwenziwe. Ngomvulo lokhetho lukamongameli, ukhetho lwamakhansili, kuzobuya lokhetho lokuthi ngamalunga edale leparlamente. So ke ubani ozanqoba kumbe ubani ozanqotshwa. So ke esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje yikuthi njengoba ke ukhetho solusondele, pho kuyaphuma njani, njalo kwamanje likubona njani. Esikwaziyo ukuthi ke kulabantu abafike lamhla eZimbabwe abavela khona ngale kuCommonwealth laba ke bakhokhelwa umnumzana John Mahama wayengumongameli wale wakwele Ghana. Uzobuya ke ilizwe leMelika la lithi lathumeza abantu kwele Zimbabwe, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi European Union kuzobuya le Southern African Development Community sezilabantu khona ngale ke eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi njalo lokuthi ke umnumzana Kofi Annan we the Elders siyakwazi ukuthi kulequla lakhe ikade lalo khona ngale eligoqela ke unkosikazi Mary Robinson ovela khona ngale ke eIreland. So siyakwazi ukuthi siyakhangela ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kuhamba njani. So ke bakhulumile bakhulumileyo, kodwa namhlanje sithi ngenani kuhlelo sikhulumela labo ababencintisa khonapha ke emsakazweni. So ke wande kunjalo kufowethu.
Zinhu zvako svika pakaona manje kwasara svondo imwe chete nemusi wemuvhuro svondo rinouya vanhu vanenge vari pakati pokuvhota munzvimbo dzose dzakasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe. Saka iko zvinezvi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission inoti yapedza kugadzirisa zvose zvinofanira kuva munzvimbo yazvo kuitira sarudzo yesvondo rinouya. Kune vanhu vari kubva kune dzimwe nyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzakawanda nemamwe masangano akazvimirira ega arimo muZimbabwe. Vokusedec varimo vasvikavo kuCommonwealth delegation yasvikavo nhasi inotungamirwa nevaimbova mutungamiri wekuGhana vaJohn Mahama vasvika muZimbabwe nhasi. Hurumende yeAmerica iri kutumiravo vanoimiririra ikoko kunoongorora sarudzo, uyezve paachaita mamwe masangano akazvimirira ega anobva kuno kuAmerica achienda kunoongorora sarudzo iyi svondo rinouya. Saka kuzvati asari kubana mazuva 6 kuti sarudzo dziitwe saka pane zvinhu vari kukukidza vachiri kumhanya mhanya vachitaura navanhu vachibva nokukwezva vanhu kuti vavavhotere svondo rinouya nhasi ndiyo nyaya yedu yatiri kutaura nyaya yesarudzo iri kuitwa svondo rinouya dhuve
to join the show right now phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 ndzaipinda njalo inombolo rei 001-202-619-2077 We know that, Mr. Wande, there are some people who are actually sharing the same stage when they were different candidates. And this happened at the weekend, you know, in a place called Ngashe Communal Lands. It is in Matawan South. So I think we've got a video to actually show people exactly what went there, you know, what was happening and all those kind of things. So let's get that video and see exactly what happened.
Kuchwa kizoni chelo kuti Nye vota ngokuthula Aliti la kwana na uku kuzivotela Uvotela lo uthandwa inhliziyo yakho Akufosanga umuntu ukuthi votela bani votela bani ngithi Uvota uthandwa inhliziyo yakho Akuna kamera akunani Uyajivotela bani
Kuluma ngithi si Uthi ukuthi sinjani sibaneyi Sizabe silama councillors from ward 1 to 11 Silenjongo enkulu njengesizwe sisonke injongo yethu abanye bengeke bayithande but injongo yethu nansi Sibulawelwe abantu abangu 20,000 emathebeleleni Sintshontshelwe imali engange 15 billion lapha eZimbabwe Ikonomi yetu ifile abantu kabasebenzi amafitari azivaliwe asengamachurch ungibuze ukuthi kwenziwe yini lokho kwenziwe libandla elibusayo and therefore injongo yethu yokuqala ngala ma elections sisonke lani ukuthi izano kayichayise
isimisele ukuthi ngikhuthaze abasekeli bami kunye nabasekeli be-MD Alliance ukuthi konke esikwenzayo ngasikwenze nini ngokuthula engabi khona odabula ama-posters alabo esincintisana labo kumbe ochothoza labo esincintisana labo uma ungabafuni labo esincintisana labo awubavoteli uyavotela mina ne-MD Alliance
mina ngisovula lo ngane ngaqedakali hayi zombakaza ngokuphakathwa bayakwazi labo khona abakekho ngathi alo mlayelo hayi bekhuluma ngayisikho mina vela ngenza umbangazo mina ngikhangela abantwana bonke angikhethi hlangothi ngusobhuku ome ndawonye okhanye ngoba nxa ngakhangela uhlangothi kutho ukuthi ozabuya kimi engiwalela uhlangothi ofana ukuthi ngibonthi angiphathi kakahle so usobhuku umuntu onjani ngilandela iconstitution yami iyangitshela ukuthi mina ngikhangela abantu angikhangelanga umuntu abantu yabonga masosene
ukhulumayo ngulungisani ncube matshethe amahle ngithanda ukubana ngilichele njengabantu ababambeneyo njengabantu abalokuthula ukubana siya kuma-elections kungakapheli i-2 minutes bengilichela ukubana sihambe kuma-elections ngokuthula kungabi khona ukutshayana kwabantu kungabi khona ukulwa ngoba liyakwazi elikulandayo mhlaka 30 siyabonga amatshetshi amahle
So those are some of the people that are contesting in Gwanda North. It's good to see them on the same
stage.
No violence.
We should have had this all along because this is just a contest of ideas.
Yes.
You go in front of the people, you tell them what your views are, and they make up their minds. We should have this kind of thing as often as possible.
That's right. What they're talking about is the economy, jobs, no violence, you know, like we're going for elections. So, why not go in peace and do it?
It's quite
and
a
then yes. And one of them is actually a local headman. You are saying that he's not supporting anyone. He's just there as a father of everybody. So he doesn't support any candidate. So he was there just to do a lot of kind of mediating between all these kind of people.
That's very
welcome. And the other person that you saw is called Margera Skobokovo. He's a comedian. So he was actually telling people that if you go to a booth, you know, a voting booth, there's no one that is watching you, and you can do anything, can vote on your own.
Mm.
So anyway, joining us right now, Mr. Wande, is Chris Gande, our reporter based in, these days in Bulawayo. So I guess he's on the line right now. Chris Gande, are you there on the line?
Yes, Mr. Dube, I'm around, but I'm not in Bulawayo today, I'm in Wange.
Wonderful. So how is Wange there?
Nice and warm as usual, you know, compared to other parts of the country, it's pretty warm.
Right, so we've got about a few days you arrived in Zimbabwe. Give us your assessment of exactly what is going on.
Yeah, from what I see, this is going to be a heavily contested election because, you know, when you look at, you know, the main contenders, MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF, they are putting everything in their basket. You know, it seems like ZANU-PF is really going full throttle just as much as MDC Alliance is. Just this weekend, Gibbs, I'm told that here in Wange, when I landed today, people are still talking about, you know, the feast they had at the weekend. A number of beasts, cows were slaughtered. And many people were given meat, beef. They went home and, you know, they're saying this was something unusual. Some of them were saying, no, it's not vote buying. It's just, you know, showing us that what will happen if they win the election. So I asked them, is that not vote buying? They say it's not. But that's what happened at the weekend.
And Mr. Gande, from what you have seen so far, what is the mood like? Do you see any fear among the people? Do you see a relaxation? Is there some difference from what we've been witnessing in the years before?
There is a very big difference indeed. You know, it's been quiet and peaceful, and I see, you know, both contenders, you know, I mean, supporters of the main rivals, that is MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF, they are moving freely and almost mingling without any incident at all. That is what I've witnessed. I spoke to some observers, election observers yesterday, and they said that the mood and tone was just like in any other African country, or not even African country, even in the Western world. They say this is almost, you know, what should be expected of an election.
That's yeah, Maskang Baba Gande, sibili okwenzakala khonapho. Asithi ke ewanki khonapho. Siyabona ukuthi ke kula mabandla ancintisayo achiyeneyo. Abantu bakhuluma besithini? Bathi bavotelani?
Kunzima ukakhathesi ukukhuluma ukuthi bathi bengavotela ubani ngoba nxa ukhangele okwenzakalayo kathesi uzezwa bakhona abathi bona basekela iZANU-PF. Nxa ukhangele abanye bangikhona njengomunye engengahlangana laye ngumuntu engangimazi kumnyaka edluleyo ezonda iZANU-PF. Kodwa kathesi uthi yena hayi ngizayivotela. Ngimbuzile mina ngathi kathi uthi yena nxa sikhangele okwenzakale ngoNovemba, sabambana sonke, savumelana ukuthi umgabe akasuswe kungene omunye umuntu. Omunye umuntu sengenile, kodwa uthi yena abantu sebekhanya sebemhlamukela yena lowo. Yikho esithi yena hayi, yikho mina engifake khona inhliziyo yami ngoba sabambana ngoNovemba, asibambaneni futhi kulolu phetho.
Kodwa ngazokubuya ke amanye amabandla bathi ngawo.
Amanye amabandla. Amanye ngiyabona nxa ubakhangele ikakhulu abanye abancintisa bezimele, uzezwa ukuthi umuntu ungani uyathikaza, ungani vele uthi hayi, kubhalisa sengabhalisa, kodwa hayi ngiyabona nje ukuthi uhambo lolu lude kakhulu. Sebephonga, abanye sebephonga ukuthi ukusele ukukhalala nje, ikakhulu laba abancintisa bezimele, ngoba bakhala ngemali bathi hayi, kunzima kakhulu ukuthi uncintise ungela yena indibilithi eyodwa. Ukhangelana labantu abafana lezanu. iZANU-PF ithenge imota eziningi kakhulu, kuthiwa kona ziphiwe ama-district, zaphiwa yonke. Nxa uhamba so kwezinye indawo kuyanyakazela, uyabona zilayinile imota zeZANU-PF ezintsha zodwa. ubusukhangela izinyoni MDC Alliance balazo ye kodwa hayi akuhambelani nje ubusukhangela bona laba abazimeleyo lamabandla amancane avela kulalutho vele bahle badonsele emuva bathi lokho esikubonayo asakaze sikubone ngoba kukhanya izani PF ifake imali kakhulu la.
Yes, abakhulu ke bamba khonapho ke mnumzana Gande sibona ukuthi abantu bathini khonapha ke ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa. And for those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we continue with our discussion on elections that are coming next Monday. So with us right now is our reporter, Chris Gande, who is in Wange. So, Mr. Gande, it seems as if what Mr. Gande was saying is that, you know, there was some feasting that happened, you know. And people were saying, okay, if you vote for us, maybe we are going to feast like this, you know. We are going to enjoy life, they laughed. So, and he said, he asked them whether this was vote buying. And people said, no, it's not vote buying.
No,
they are enjoying it.
No one can accept that.
and then he talked about campaign funds.
Right.
Saying that independents are finding it very, very difficult to actually, you know, campaign because of lack of funds. So I think this is an issue that affects many of these people.
Yeah. Mr. Gande. Kuona kwa mneta anu kufamba anu kusangana kwa mneta anu wano. Munoona ya kufara kwa wano kuti this time vashavu ya kuinda kunofuta baka wanda. Pali enthusiasm ere wano waru kufari rere ziru kuna kuitika na msuwe mande.
Waru kufari rere kuti. Mamu vacho vandaka taura na avo unyanya kuharare. Vechi diki. Waru kuti ivo abasati bambovota asigore rino vari kuvota chete nekuti vari kuti EAP kana vachimutaura president Emerson Mnangagwa kuti ndiye chaiye pandakavhunza inini kuti munoti ndiye chaiye vamunovhotera asi aripo wezera renyu vari kuti ivo aiwa hapana musha usina munhu mukuru usina baba saka ivo vaED ndivo baba vedu ndozvori kutaura nevamwe vachiri kukura vandakataura navo kuHarare asi kuno kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakafana nekuBulawayo nekuno kuHwange andisati ndamboona zvangu kuti vechidiki vachavhota asi kana uchiona matauriro evanhu unoona kuti inenge gore rino haa vachavhota vanhu.
No, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. That's you know the issue of the young voters coming into play is very, very important because they cannot keep on staying away. And if this has excited them enough for them to come in their numbers to cast their votes, we can only hope that things will get better as each election approaches. So that is good to have the participation of the young generation.
Yes. So I think on the line of what Jonga Kandemiri, another reporter of the Zimbabwe Service, who is in Harare. Mr. Jonga Kandemiri, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gibbs Dube.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you that you are actually covering the elections down there. So give us your assessment of what has been going on since you arrived in the country.
Well, I think there is too much enthusiasm like in the city here in Harare. The young voters, they already have a side that they are following and that who they think is going to win the elections. But the question is, are all these young, happy boys and girls registered voters? That's another issue. But here in the city, they are openly speaking about their feelings, who they think should lead, and that is one thing. And when I visited the rural areas, I went to Mashonaland East, I discovered that there people are also free to exercise their right as is enshrined in the Constitution. But some people, they opt to keep to themselves instead of discussing openly. I think it's out of fear of what happened in the past elections. And those are few that speak their mind, mostly ZANU-PF people who were bragging openly that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to win and their respective candidates in the constituencies are also going to win the elections.
What about the opposition, Jonga, in terms of is the strength, you know.
Yeah, I mean in the rural areas.
Yes.
In the rural areas, I spoke on the phone with Mr. Tekson Kasingizi. He's MDC Alliance candidate for Uzumba constituents. He is very confident that he's going to win this time around. He has been contesting, I think in the past two elections, he has contested and lost it to ZANU-PF's Mr. Simbanuta Mudarikwa. But this time he says that because the youth registered to vote and are eager to change things, he's positive that he, the MDC Alliance is going to emerge victorious in Uzumba. But the question also is, are those youth registered? And did they go to check their names on the voters' roll? Because we had reports that ZANU-PF members were asked to surrender serial numbers and all that. That was also a database that ZANU-PF was collecting from its members. Mm-hmm. At least they would know who has registered and who has not registered. But the opposition were unable to do that in rural areas. They just urged their members to go and register to vote. I'm not sure whether they asked for proof to see whether their members were registered voters.
Thank you very much, Chonga Kandemiri. Let's go to presidential candidate Elton Mangoma. He's on the line right now. Mr. Mangoma, good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, can you hear us, Mr. Mangoma?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, your phone is fading out a little bit. So can you move closer to your phone?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you, yes. Can hear you very clearly.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, sir. So you are contesting under the Coalition of Democrats. Can you talk
that
to Zimbabwe? Yes, talk to Zimbabweans right now.
Right. My name is Elton Steers Mangoma. I'm contesting under Coalition of Democrats. We use the key as the symbol. And on the presidential ballot, I am number 10. This is important because the way the ballot has been designed defies logic. But I'm on number 10. We are offering the Zimbabweans a chance to have a principled and servant leadership where we want people to have freedom, but also we'll be attending to the economic issues, issues of empowerment of everyone, which is basically targeted at fighting poverty, mm-hmm. and then growing the economy at double digits. The formal economy, so that formal jobs can be created everywhere, and that we take our country to become a first part of the first world in as short a period as possible. So that's a Coalition of Democrats for you. We know what needs to be tweaked in the government, and it will be turned around will be very quick.
Vamangoma, pa matanga kutaura, mataura ninya ye ballot paper mchiti ma nyorero arakaita, mamiru arakaita, anakunyatso mira zakanaka. Pane zvinhu zvakawanda here imimi nebato renyu zvamusingafare nazvo maererano nokurongwa kwakaitwa sarudzo yose iyi kusvika pari zvino uyezve munoonawo here muchigashira zvinenge zvabuda musarudzo iyi svondo rinouya
chekutanga ndechekuti election yatakatarisana nayo iyi yatoita kusawirirana kwakati wandei isu tiri kuona kuti iyo nyaya yebaloti iyoyi takanzi tinofanira kunge taifanira kunge tichiona kuti iri kuprintirwa kupi pabepa rakaita sei nekuti isu tinotya nemaonero edu ekuti bepa ravo ravari kuda kusenzesa nderekuti ukangomaka neballpoint ballpoint iyoyo ikadzima zvobva zvajeka kuZANU-PF inonzi chroma graphic paper. Saka isu tiri kutokurudzira vanhu kupotasvika apa kuti ngavachisenzese penzura chaiyo dzinosenzeswa newana wari musabu wari ku grade 1 grade 2 mapenzura chayo nekuti iwayo hakwanisi kuti ashanduke kana kudzimika nekukasika
izvinyaya
kutanga pa ballot iyo
ya musati baenda mberi vamangova zvamuri kutaura zvinhu pamusoro pemapeni namapenzura makambodozvitesta mukaona kuti ndo zvinoitika here
takatozvitesta kana iri chromatographic paper ndizvo inoita endi kuramba uko wakaita kuti tiosaone kuti zviri kuprintwa kupi uye pabepa rakaita sei zvinotaridza izvo kuti ndo zvavakaita
saka muno tarisira henyu kutambira zvinenge zvabuda musarudzo iyi
kuti tisati tasvika pakutambira zvinenge uyezve maitiro avari kuita iro ballot racho rakanyorwa vachida kuti vaise munhu waanoda pamusoro tisingateedzeri zvinenge zvakataurwa nemutemo chaiwo chaiwo izvi zvimwe zvekutanga zvechipiri ndechekuti voters roll tiri kuona kuti pane mavoters roll mabhesi akati wandei saka kana paine vanhu vanenge vakaregister vakasvika pavanonzi haumo muvoters roll ngavavhunze kuti vari papi kana watadza vanogona kutibata tovataurira kuti vari papi pavanofunga vachifanira kuvhota nekuti vamwe wacho vakakanganisiwa mazita vamwe vakachinjirwa kwekuvhoterwa maadresi ekumasvingo vamwe wacho vari kuvhotera muHarare saka inyaya yekuti isu hatisi kufara nenyaya yevoters roll nekuti kusvika iye zvino havasati vatipa voters roll rine mapikicha riri hard copy ratakati tinofanira kunge riripo rinenge richisenzeswa musi weMonday svondo rinouya.
And immediately there is a response from what you are saying, Mr. Mangoma. One person by the name Busani Mbuso Ntini is asking this question. Are you providing the voters with pencils?
Well, it need be we will be providing some voters with pencils. The reason why we are talking like this is that in case they we fail to provide the pencils, people must also make some contingent plans. But certainly there are places where we are going to provide people with pencils.
Thank you very much. Let's switch over to Chris Gande in Wanki. Baba Gande, siyezwa lapho utaba lolu lokuthi kulo X uhamba hambayo lapha. Kambe kubanjwa njani? Bathi bathini konapho? Ewanki.
Abantu abakuzwisisa udaba lo bathi bona u-X lo uvele uyahamba kodwa ke ngokutsho kwabaziyo bathi bona u-X kayindawo u-X yabe vele ekhona efakiwe abakwenzayo yikwandlalela nje i-inki yakhona le abathi ilamasalamusi le okuthiwa khona i-inki le bathi sebeyandlalela i-inki le bese bedinda ukhanye nxa ulikhangela iphepha lakhona liyaba livele linjani lingani alila lutho okokuthi ungafaka wena u-X wakho lapho ovotele khona i-inki leyana yamasalamusi izanyamalana bese kuvela-ke le u-X kade evele ekhona ikukuzwa kwami enguzileyo kodwa abantu bona abakuzwisisi ukuthi kuhamba njani abanye bathi bona vele into enjalo ingenzakala kodwa bangani bayathikaza ukuthi bathi bakwamukele khonoko
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Gande so sicela ubambe khonapho I think we've got a call on the line
tina Donald parunara apo uri pa here mkoma Donald
ndipo mkoma Donald kamuri ikoko
aiwa tiri nani chaizvo tipewo zvamunofunga nenyaya dzatiri kutaura nhasi idzi
maonero angu mkoma nokuti radical revolution iyi kana ina navahama vana dzerimahara yeghana vakambozviita vakatumwa kukinya vaasarudzoza dhori rapera dzedza mudhirangarira mukoma vamuchetinavambeti vakataura vakati zvaakatiwa zvakafamba zvakanaka tii hazvitikiku iwazvizipeeredbo but pasina kana mazuvawande takazoona chief justice iguna niguna vakabuda vachitaura kuti aa hazvina kuitwa nemazvo
saka
inindo pane dhaudzi yangu yekuti kuuya kunoita vanhu ava handiti
Saka muri kuti
saka
muri kuti mimi muri kuti mukoma Donald ndivunze muri kuti mimi vanhu vanouya kuzoona sarudzo dzichiitwa havafanire kuuya nokuti havabatsire
for example vemusadhija havatobatsiri nokuti takazoona kupinga kuti vakaenda vakanobvazisamba zvakanaka asi kiti jachizoreka vamudzulamudzula vakabuda nechiti hapana zvakazvita zvinofamba zvakanaka saka kuuya kwavo pa hakubatsiri kunyika
tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu kwama Donald. Donald is worried about
kana vari vanhu vakazobviva ngava force media kuti mapopo chini parties ese aone
barudzwa. Yeah, Donald is concerned about the Kenyan experience where he says all these people are completely useless according to him. Because he's quoting the Kenyan experience that even SADC was in Kenya last year, and they certified the elections to be free and fair only for the local courts to decide that the elections were not free and fair and causing a rerun. So he's expressing a bit of apprehension over the usefulness of the observer missions that are in Zimbabwe right now, especially SADC.
Yes, so yes. Let's talk to another caller. Rafael Ncube, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, ulibona njani ukhetho oluza?
Hayi, ayiloni ukhetho lukhanya luzahamba kuhle mpela. Thina ngapha mina ngisemangwe lapha Plumtree. Ngikuwadi 5 lapha ngikhampenela ukuba ngukansila ngingaphansi kwebandla lezaphu. Sikhanya hayi siyakhampena kuhle sibili, akulahlupho kangako nje. Into enje esiyinanzelelayo ukuthi ibandla elibusayo lezanu leli lihamba lithenga abantu izolo lapha kube kudlalwa ibhora. Abafana bethenjiswe imali, kodwa imali yangikhona abasayiphiwanga ukuthi imali isekhadini kanjani njani. Kuyizindlela nje zokuthi bebuthelele abantu ukuthi bekwanise ukukhuluma labo, ngoba kule indawo khanya isupport yezanu iphansi kakhulu.
So abantu ke wena ubathembisani ke kuward 5 yenaleyo baba Ncube?
Alright, hayi mina abantu ngibathembisa ukuthi abe ngangivotela nje ngivotele ngifuna ukuba ngikhansile. Bengingawina ngizabuyela kibo ngiyobuza bona ukuthi kathi bona bengabe befunani ukuze ngisuke lapho-ke sengisiya ehofisini ngisiyabacelela lokhu abakufunayo. Ngizakhuluma le hofisi-ke ngitsho ukuthi izigaba zami zifuna lokhu lalokhu, ngisiyabika khona ngale ngoba mina nginje kangila lutho engingakunika abantu engikuphetheyo, kodwa ngikhangelela ukuthi abazangicela engizabacelela khona ehofisini yami ukuthi no, izigaba zami zikhala ngalokhu lalokhu okuzabe kuphuma kibo abantu ababe bekhala ngakho.
Yes, ngathi-ke ongani kuyimgoqo khonapho kuyini nxa ukhankasa?
Hayi, okwakathesi hayi, angiwuboni umgoqo kangako nje. Engikunanzelelayo nje ngama-ex-combat lawa, ngama-ovit laba abangaphansi kwezani abahamba nje besithisela abanye abantu, hayi but mina-ke hayi iqiniso lihlekakaze bekhulume lutho lami. Ngiyambone nje besithisela nje abanye bebathembisa ukuthi amakhamera aza kubona nxa ukuthi uyavota, ungavotile elinye ibandla uzabonakala. Njengesikhathini esidlulileyo lapho abake bahamba bethatha ama-serial numbers esithi wona lana ama serial numbers yiwaza tshengisa kuhle ukuthi wena uvotele liphi ibandla yise ngizwe ngama supporters anikade behamba bengitshela njalo ngingakade ngikhankasa lapha esigabeni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana ungadinela kusasa sibonge kakhulu ukuthi ungenileke uhlelo.
Alami ngiyabonga, lihlaleli ngithinta, ngiyake ngizame ukuthinta lapho ngithole ukuthi akangeni kuhle ku-Studio 7 yabe lami ngile minye imicijo nyabe ngizame ukuyiyethula ukuthi abantu bezwe ukuthi thina ngapha kubandla lezaphu siphathelene abantu. Hayi, lami ngiyabonga.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu. So that was the Mr. Ncube Raphael is contesting in Ward 5 in Plumtree, that is Mangwe district. So he's saying that he's worried about what the ZANU-PF party was doing in his place. He says they actually conducted a football match yesterday, and they promised to give people money, but after the game they said no, the money is in a credit card, so they will give them that kind of money. And then he says, if he wins, he'll go back to the people and then, talk to them and all those kind of things.
I wish there was something that could be done to separate money from election politics. Hearing.
So let's go back to Jonga.
Yeah. Jonga, Magadini, are you?
Ndakasimba mukoma tanonoka wande makadiko.
Aya tirinani ndimwe muri kufamba famba muchiona zviri kuitika. Ndinoda kunzwisisa pamusoro pema independence. Tinoona sokuti rwendo rinoru ma independence avuya akawanda kwete mumadhorobha cheta asi kumaruwawo kunze uku. Chicha muri kuona vari kutambirwa zvakadini nevanhu vajaira kunzwa kuti batorakati pozouya umwe anenge achingoti akangozvimirira ega. Chicha makaona kana chamuri kuona pamaererano nokubatwa kana nokuonekwa kunoitwa vanhu maindependence neruzhinji rwevanhu.
Kusvika pari nhasi vahwande naGibbs ndataura nevakati kuti vari kuzvimirira nyaya vari kuchema imwe chete, nyaya yemari, zvikwanisiro zvokuti vange vachikwanisa kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi, nekuti vavari kukwikwidza navo vamwe vane mapato vanenge vane zvekuti vashandise zvakati kuti. Ndakataura naDr Noah Manyika vari kukwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vakamirira mubatanidzwa weBuild Zimbabwe Alliance. Vari kutaurawo kuti dambudziko ndiro rekuti mari kuti vange vachikwikwidzana zvakasimba nezvakafanana nebato reZANU-PF, mari ndoye chimwe chezvinhu zviri kuvanetsa. Kuuyawo nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kutarisira zvikuru kuti kana uchinge uchienda kwavari unofanira kunge uchivapa cheuviri chekudya kana chii. Ndakaiudzwawo iyoyo nevamwe vari kukwikwidza vakazvimirira, amai Chioniso N Macolas vari kukwikwidza kuZengeza West constituency. Vakataura iwo kuti pavakasvikawo pane imwe nzvimbo vachitsvaga rutsigiro vakabvunzwa kunzi chii chauinacho chekuti tinge tichidyawo kubva kwauri, tisati tataura nyaya dzekutokuvhotera here, nokuti tsika yavapo sekutaura kwavo yanga iri yekuti wese munhu anenge aine bato rake anofanira kukwezva munhu achimupa chokudya kana chekushandisa, zvinove zvavari kuti zvinenge zvakanganisa nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe kana kuti politics. Nokuti vanhu vakungofungidzira kuti kana uchida chokuti unge uchidya kana kuwana cheuviri, tarisa kune mapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Ivo vamwe vemapato ivavo vari kuitawo izvozvo kuti vanosvikawo pavanhu mupunga, chikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro, zvinozoita kuti vanhu vangofunga kuti kune zvenyika uku ndo kunowanika chikafu, ndo zviri kuchemwa nevakawanda vari kukwikwidza vakazvimirira vawanda.
Interesting,
Very interesting.
Yeah.
This issue of bringing something so that you can deliver a message.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deliver your message while you are delivering something else other than just your message.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jonga is saying, I think it's really becoming a little bit pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now, before crossing over to our next guest, let's go back to Chris Gandhi. Baba Gandhi, loko kona kuti
ngona baba Dube.
Ye, akucho pela Gandhi kunapo kuti abantu abati kuti kati lispateleni na candidates befuna imali kumbe into njalo.
Ye, bayakucho sibili kodwa izolo ngixoxe lomunye oncintisa Flower South umnumzana Mzaca. Uthi yena hayi kubaya kubuza sibili abantu kodwa hayi akufani ngoba yena kayifani lalabo ababencintisa bevela kwamanye amazwe bevela phetheya yibo abangani bathwele nzima ngalolu duko olokubuzwa ukuthiwa kade vele usiphathelele yena uncintisa ezimele lubaba kodwa ke uthi hayi ayisibo bonke abangani bambuza umbuzo nalo ngoba yena bambona yena uthi uthatha ithuba lokuthi atshela abantu ukuthi hayi mina ngikhule lani lingikhangele khonapha esigabeni ngiyazihawulela okutshengisela ukuthi mina nxa ngingathola nje ithuba lokubana ngikhokhele ngiphiwe isikhundla sonesi ngizaba ngumuntu onjani angifani nalaba bonabo yena ubachaza njengabantu abathi bayabuya nje bevela phetheya bezozama ukuthi bathola abakutholayo kungehlula babuyele khonale kodwa yena uthi hayi mina ngaze kwehlule ngiyaba ngilani bantu elizangivotela okutshengisela ukuthi ngingomunye wenu laba abanye abavela kwamanye amazwe bezoncintisa yibo kakhulu abalodubo lonolo ukuthi hawu siphatheleni uvela khona ngapho phetheya kodwa laye ngomunye okhala ngodubo lokusilela kwemali.
Aha, so Uganda is saying that you actually talked to one of the candidates who is having problems with money. So he says, you know, it's difficult for people to demand money from a local person because you always say, you know, I'm part of you. So, you know, unlike these people who are coming from outside, like Gibbs, if I go to Uganda and say, oh, you guys vote for me, people can start demanding money here and there. But he says, if you're a local guy, you tell them that I'm just like you. I'm not employed, and, you know, all those kind of things. Now, I think we're joined by our next guest, and that is Mr. Harry Peter Wilson. He is a presidential candidate. He belongs to a party called the Democratic Opposition. He is in Bulawayo. Good evening and welcome to the show, Mr. Wilson.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Thank you so much. So, talk to people. Here is the chance. We are giving you 1 minute. What can you tell the people of Zimbabwe?
What I can tell the people of Zimbabwe is that they must vote for the right person to rule the country, to take the country to the next level. That is what we say. Our vision is for Zimbabwe is to revive the economy, improve the banking system, implement major projects, existing steel mining corporations, platinum, create a conducive environment which will create employment for everybody. These are three big industries. All import-export products we need to have to be from the backbone of Zimbabwe manufacturing industry, where the imports will be more than the exports coming out. The imports will be more than the exports coming out right now. What we need to look at is to create more work for people. You understand me? Yes. Our main problem we're faced with today is the currency situation, which we've got to resuscitate the currency and get the Zimbabwe dollar back to where it was. The only way to get that back is to now get more exports coming out from Zimbabwe so that we can form our own currency to sustain our the strength of the Zimbabwe dollar.
Right, so we see that some candidates are complaining about postal voting, the voters' roll, and this so-called migrating acts. Can you address that in a minute?
Yes, we have quite a problem with the voters' roll, and we've got a problem with the way it has been set up and the way they have conducted the actual print of the ballot papers, which is not the way it should have been done like any other country around the world today. We should have had a proper system which has been placed. Well, we cannot complain any further than that because we were one of the parties that came into the election, and there was parties like MDC which were in government at the present time. They could not have a proper level playing field organized. They were there in power. They let everything run. And at the end of the race, they decided to quite complain about this and that, this and that. But end of the day is that they were there. They knew what was coming. They had all the rights to complain of the voters and voters' role and everything else was there. We were not in parliament at this time. That's why we're saying that the playing field was not level from the beginning because of the way that it was handled. We had different political parties who were controlling the situation in Parliament, which did not voice. And now we have got a situation where they are voicing at the end of the table, which doesn't make anything which is tangible, because the election was already announced, which once the election is announced, you cannot change nothing. So it is no use complaining. It is the only thing now to get on with the job and explain to the people exactly what you do better for them. That is
thank you. Today. Thank you very much, Mr. Wilson. Let's cross over to Mr. Mangoma. Wande?
Oh, yeah. Vamangoma, patapis kakutora, mangakutora pamsoro pezvinhu zvamusina nyatsofara nazvo maererano nesarudzo. Zvino zvapasara vhiki imwe chete kuti sarudzo itwe. Pane zvimwe zvamunofunga kuti muchakwanisa kuita here kana kuti makungorega zvakadaro?
Tinoramba tichiona kuti pane zvingatseketudzwe here kuti zvigadziriswe, nekuti up until tasvika pasarudzo tinofanira kunge tichiramba tichigadzirisa zvinhu zvinenge zviripo, pane kuti tingoti izvozvo izvo zvakwana, kwete, nekuti zvinenge zvakashata zvinofanira kutaurwa kunzi zvakashata kuitira ramangwana, kuti kana tapinda tichiziva kuti referee wedu ari kutambira imwe timu, tinofanira kunge tichitaura kuti uku kune vanhu vakawanda uku kupfuura umwewo, nekuti ndo nyaya iripo yekuti taita referee ari kutamba netimu yezano. Saka tinoramba tiizvozvi zvatiri kutaura nezvekuti chigumba maitira aita ndeyekuti anofanira kuregedza basa, nekuti hatifari kuti munhu anobva anyatsoonekwa kunzi referee akutopfeka yunifomu yeimwe timu kuti usaziva kuti referee ndeupi, kwete. Saka zvinenge zvichigadzirika zvinokwanisika kugadzirika. Nyaya yekuti chigumba anofanira kuregedza basa ino iripo kwatiri, nekuti atadza kunyatsopata zvinhu zvakanaka.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Mangoma is concerned about the situation, particularly about the director, the commissioner, Mrs.
The chairperson of ZEC,
That she's not impartial at all, and that he also says that there's nothing much that they can do right now, but they'll keep on putting it across everything.
So he says, let the job be done. Now we've got Honorable Jessie Majome. She's an independent in Harare West, contesting the parliamentary seat there. Honorable Jessie Majome, good evening and welcome to the program.
And welcome, I suppose I should say hello to the listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Now tell us, it's only a few days before the elections. How is your campaign going there?
I would say my campaign is going well. I can't wait for election dates. Campaigns don't always run smooth. There are hitches here and there in terms of issues like getting posters torn up and ripped up, and also a lot of hostility from some of the competitors that don't seem to tolerate democracy and the free expression and the offering of choices to the electorate. But otherwise, it's going well, and I'm extremely encouraged by the very warm support that I'm getting from Harare Westerners and others beyond, encouraging me to go with the race and assuring me of support. So that's how it's going.
Are you not scared of this so-called migrating X on the ballot papers and issues to do with postal balloting and the voters' roll? Are you not concerned about some of those things?
I am concerned about the issue of the imperfect voters' roll and the failure by ZEC to give me, up to now, a final voter's roll. I am actually going to hold a press conference tomorrow about the Harare West voter's roll itself, because there are a lot of anomalies that I've picked up that I think are important for Harare Westerners to know. So there are issues around the voter's roll. The issue of the migrating of the feared migrating of the exes. Look, I'm no expert on that. I am not, it's not something that I have enough knowledge about to comment about, but I have not personally got information around that. So I am going to deal with the issue that I can deal with, that I can get information about. And so that is what I'm concerned about. You mentioned the third issue. Sorry, I forgot the other issue.
The postal voting, postal balloting, something like that.
Oh, yes. I am concerned about postal voting. I am actually going to inquire from Zek about information, to give information about the numbers of postal votes that have been requested for Harare West. And very interestingly also, colleague independent candidates for the National Assembly, and I have formed a forum for independent candidates. And so that Zek interacts with us with as much respect as it does political parties. So at our meeting, we resolve that we are going to formally request that Zek provide those details, among other issues, to us before the election, because we do have a right to know we have a right to know in advance, so that we can also be present when the postal votes are opened.
Now, quick things, maybe funding.
Ndinoda kubvunza kuti ndinoziva kuti zvakakuomerai zvikuru kuti muzorana muzokwikwidza as an independent. Mukutsvaga rutsigiro kwamuri kuita ikoko, pane zvimwe zvamunobatsirwavo here nazvo nebato renyu ramazuva ese reMDC?
Hapana zvachose kana, uye hapana zvandichitombotarisira kwariri nekuti bato handichakapesana panyaya yekuti hachitsotsi pamaprimary elections. Saka bato rine ndingati candidate yaro yari kumhanya nayo, saka hazvingaitiwo kuti ndiwane kana paine rubatsiro. Asi ndingangoti hangu kufunge maonero andiri kuzviita, ii ndakwikwidza sarudzo ndiri mubato dzapfuura idzi nedzapfuura zvakare. Ndingati experience yangu pachirungu ndeyekuti mubato macho taura chokwadiwo, hapana zvakambonyanya zvaimbonyatsopiwa nebato pai pasarudzo. Hongu zvinofadza kunga wanga uri mubato, asi pamweni pamwe vaipo havo mari kumacandidates ari kumareserve. Asi ndinoyeuka election yapfuura, chandakawana kubato chega changa chiri maposta 500, asi painge paine mamwe 1000 ekuti unonamirawo candidate ya president uchinamirawo nemari dzako. Saka asi zvaingodzirwa zvaingova chidziyawo kuti pane vemubato varipo vakagarira kumira kuti tibetsere kukampena nekufamba nekuzoita mapolling agent. Saka inahinga handinamboona ndichipiwa mari nebato yekuti tingati election, ndofunga yakanga isikowo.
Aiwa, ndatenda chaizvo. I was interested to know. It was a difficult decision for her to run as an independent after all these years. So I wanted to know if she's getting any form of assistance from the MDC team, and sadly she's not getting anything at all from a former party.
Yes, as we are rounding up our program today, let's go to Mr. Harry Peter Wilson and Mr. Elton Mangoma. We just need about a minute each in terms of reacting to what they are going to do in 100 days if elected president of Zimbabwe. We'll start with you, Mr. Harry Peter Wilson. Two things, just mention two things that are going to do in 100 days in less than a minute.
The two things that I want to do in the first 100 days,
yes,
is to satisfy the Zimbabwean people their vision of a better Zimbabwe, because this is not the Zimbabwe we asked for in 1980. This Zimbabwe I've got is not what people wanted. What I will do, I will deliver the best Zimbabwe they want. We will have the Zimbabwe we always look to. A Zimbabwe which will prosper, a Zimbabwe which will be accountable, a Zimbabwe which will be for everybody. No matter what color you are, we want to present a government of national unity, inclusive of every Zimbabwean, so that we know we are moving together as one, and we know that we're going to succeed and revive Zimbabwe to where Zimbabwe's glory was, the breadbasket of Africa, and show the world that we are a nation of competence and a nation who is successful.
Thank
and a
you.
Nation which will bring back reality to the people of Zimbabwe and bring dignity and pride, not what we had the last 38 years, a total failure. We want to get out of that failure and move on as Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you. Your minute is up.
This government which is here now.
Thank you. Your minute is up. Dr. Mongoma, what are you going to do in other days? Two tangible things.
Well, the first thing is to change the culture of the country, to put in principles and values that set a new tone for a new Zimbabwe, giving people of Zimbabwe the kind of freedom they want, fighting corruption, wanting more accountability from the executives, and making sure that our people begin to feel that they are a nation again. So issues of nation building, issues of solidarity, and you know, the kind of culture that tells you, look, we are a different Zimbabwe now, and this Zimbabwe, you all belong to it, and you should be able to work through it. And looking at the victims of the past to start the compensation on it. The second thing is really to address the economic situation, which addresses the poverty as well, which addresses the cash, which is a huge problem in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
So that those acute problems of Zimbabwe, we deal with them so that people begin to see that those problems are fading away.
Your minute is over.
And that there is a real prosperity that is coming their way.
Thank you so much. Your minute is over. Maybe let's cross over to Jongaka Nemiri, maybe 1 minute for him to say something. One day. Can you pose a question?
Yeah. Come on, Jonga. Mamuri Mzimbabwe kema zuwa kati kuti iko zvinezvi chamaka wona chakasiyana pane dzimwe sarudzo kusvika pari zvino chingaita sechipi
chikuru chandakaona wande chakasiyana ndechekuti vanhu mugwagwa umu varikwanisa kutaura zviri mumwoyo yavo zvikuru muguta reHarare kuti haiwa tinoda zvakati tinoita zvakati zvinhu zvazvisingaitike mazuva apera ekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kungotaura politics kana kutaura zvinhu kana kutoshoropodza mumwe anenge achikwikwidza zvikuru anenge ari kubato riri kutonga kana kuzano PF asi ndiri kuona zviri kuitika hapana kana dambudziko vamwe vari kutaura kuti aiwa zvakataurwa navamunangagwa zvokuti sarudzo dzeve dzakachena ndo zviri kutaurwawo zviri kuonekwa vanhu vachikwanisa kunge vachisununguka ndo chinhu chihombe chandakaona kuti vanhu vari kukwanisa kutoungana vachitaura nyaya dzavanoda ndapinda mandagerwa musoro ndatowanawo vanhu vari pakati pekurukura nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika idzodzo vachiti kwasarwo mazuva mashoma anokwanisa kuita manomwe 7 days kuti sarudzo dziitwe vari kutotaurawo vakasununguka hanzi zvinhu zvazvisingaitike izvozvo
baba gande okubona kusenzakala katesi lokuva kwenzakala kusasa kuini kumbe ule programu uzabe uyenza kusasa kumbe into zinjalo so kulani kumbe amapolitician ave senzokunye 1 minute baba
hayi ngapha kungani kuthule nje kodwa ngolwesihlanu nginxusa ke wonke umuntu ukuthi alalela thi indlebe ngoba sizabe silombuthano wentatheli zindaba kobulawayo lapho siyaba sixoxa ngokhetho
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Miss Majome, your last word, 1 minute.
Yes, I am urging Harare Westerners on 30th July to put the interests of Harare West first and pick the best woman for the job, and I humbly submit that it is myself, offering authentic leadership, tried, tested, and true to truly represent Harare Westerners and be their voice in Parliament.
Thank you so much, Jesse Majome. I think time is not on our side, but we really thank our guests today. That is Mr. Elton Mangoma, who is a presidential candidate under the Coalition of Democrats. We also thank Harry Peter Wilson, who is in the Democratic Opposition Party. And we also had the Honorable Jesse Majome, a parliamentary candidate who is an independent in Harare West. We also thank our two reporters, Chris Gande in Wange today, and Jonga Kandemiri, who is in Harare. Gentlemen, thank you so much and have a lovely night. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. So remember to join us. We'll be giving you so many updates on what is taking place in Zimbabwe. So don't miss out on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So join in and we have, everything that we can do with you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we meet again next time for another interesting discussion, you take care and good night.